Our Around the Home segment today with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor and their great members. You can visit BraggAnnArbor.com. You're listening to Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY, the Lucy Ann Lance Show. Our special guest today is Shannon Janizek, and she is marketing manager with Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen. You're hosting a great event coming up Saturday.
Yes, it's called What to Ask Before You Remodel, and it's going to be from 9:30 to noon this coming Saturday, the October 12th, in our design center on Stadium.
And this is expected to kind of jog people to make a move, to make a decision on remodeling, but there's a lot of questions that people have about whether they should remodel. And where do they start?
Right. And there are a few times that we've turned people away because it's important to know why you want to remodel or why you need to remodel. So one of the questions we ask someone is, are you remodeling because of safety concerns? Are you remodeling because you have some health changes? Are you remodeling because you simply have an empty nest and you want to, you know, knock the wall out between the kids' bedroom and your bedroom and make a nice, lovely spa for yourself? Or, you know, is it time for you really just to sell that house and maybe get a condo and maybe we're not involved? So we do want to talk to our customers and understand their lifestyle and their needs before we really get involved in any project.
Because you don't know what direction to take it in until you understand what their goals are in that.
Right. And it's different when you speak to a realtor versus a remodeler. You know, because the realtor is going to want to sell you something new. The remodeler may want to sell you a project, but it's going to depend on what they're available for and their own strengths. So there's a few remodelers in town that don't like to do kitchens and baths, honestly, because there's a lot involved. They're very complex. But that's our specialty.
So a lot of people wonder, like you said, is it time to actually purchase something else, sell your house, purchase? Or is there still salvation in it where you are? Can you actually save the house that you're in through remodeling? But they wonder about the cost.
Correct. Yeah, and you do have to look at the percentage of equity you have in your home, the price your home could sell for dependent on the neighborhood. There's a lot of different factors there. And especially if you have an older home, a historic home, let's say, and you may need to have to update all the plumbing and the electrical. There may be some permits that you need to pull with the city that you're not expecting those sorts of expenses along with all the other remodeling expenses you may have. So there's a lot of questions to really consider before you go ahead.
So Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen, what do you offer in all of that? Is it right from start to finish?
Yes, we're one of the places in town that will literally do 100% of the work. Our customers come in. If they decide to work with us, we decide to work with them, everybody's got a good relationship going, then we start with selecting all the materials and ordering them up front. So that way, no one's waiting for anything. When we tell you we're showing up to start the project, we start the project and we don't leave your house until we are done. So if someone is there every single day at 8:30 to work on whatever project is at your house until it's completed.
And that doesn't always happen if you're working with a general contractor or someone that you've hired to remodel, does it?
Right.
Until you've been through that, you don't understand the complexities of it.
It is true. And we do have people who come in and say, oh, I've never remodeled before. And we say, okay, well, so you understand, there's a process that we go through that's not the same process as many other places.
So the idea on this seminar that you have coming up Saturday, October 12th, it runs 9:30 to noon at Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen, is people are going to walk out of there with a great understanding of how this happens, how they would be able to remodel.
Correct. So let's say you're part of the sandwich generation. You're taking care of teenagers. Maybe you have older relative of some sort, your parents, uncles, aunts, someone who needs to come and live with you. And maybe you need to do some remodeling to accommodate them. That's a whole other thing that you need to worry about, grab bars in the bathroom and other things that maybe didn't occur to you before this all occurred. Mm-hmm. And maybe you don't want to move. This is your forever home, but it needs a few updates in terms of cosmetic things. Or you know that you may not ever use that upstairs if you're both having some health concerns in the future, so you want to add a bathroom to the main floor. That sort of thing is what we talk through with customers and what we want to have them understand about in the seminar as well.
I imagine then your clientele is a lot like our listenership. In other words, these are people who they're at that stage in their life where they've amassed their wealth. They are at that maybe transition stage, making a determination. And like you said, they may have older children, but also they're taking care of parents and others. And all of a sudden, you've got a multi-generational house. Are these the people that are coming to you?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Those are the people. And sometimes it's sort of funny. They'll come to us and say, well, a refrigerator went out. Well, and then the cooktop started, you know, acting weird. And so we've decided, okay, we're just going to throw everything out and just start all completely over.
Right.
But again, it could be that there's some electrical or plumbing things that are just not safe that need to be updated as well. So we always say that there's some sort of life event that usually triggers some sort of major remodel. And it might be something as small that begins with the refrigerator going out, or it may be something as large as someone else coming to live with you. Or that even, you know, the death of a spouse. Sometimes that makes people want to, well, I don't want this bedroom the way it is anymore. I want to change it. I want to open up my closet.
Right.
There's a lot of different reasons and life events that people come to us.
Not only are you going to be enjoying this, but let's face it, as you get to the later years of your life, the house that you leave behind, if it's more up to date, it's going to be easier for your children to be able to sell that and to get good value for it as well.
Correct. And there are a lot of neighborhoods in Ann Arbor in particular, which is most of the place where we operate. I mean, we do work all through Washtenaw and Livingston counties, but we do most of our work within about 10 miles of our design center, weirdly enough. But there's a lot of neighborhoods that have been around for 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And there's been some houses I've gone into, I'm thinking, this is the original carpet. This is the original, you know, woodwork in here.
Right.
That, you know, maybe it's not in such great shape. You've had a lot of pets and a lot of grandkids coming through.
Right.
And it just needs a little help. It needs a little update.
Well, and I'll tell you, there really is nothing worse than when you're trying to sell your house and the realtor's saying, you know, you need to fix up these areas. And once you do, you look at it, you said, why didn't I do this so I could enjoy it?
Exactly. And that's what we do tell people, too, is if this is going to be your forever home, you might as well have it exactly the way you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
One example, we had a woman who wanted to incorporate some Motawi tile in her bathroom, and they were this beautiful, bright blue, and we had to match all these other tiles to match the tiles that she had, but we were able to do it. But it's that sort of stuff. People will come to us with a pillow, with a painting, with a scarf, anything, and say, I love this color right here. I want to do things that are kind of related to this color, this style. And so then we get a better understanding of what they really want.
Well, I'd be easy for you because I love white. Everything's got to be white.
That's the trend right now.
I know. Please don't tell me it's a trend, though. I want it to last for a while.
We're hoping the trend moves on to something else.
We're talking with Shannon Janizek. She is marketing manager with Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen. Are you looking to remodel your home? Why not attend this great workshop coming up this Saturday at Dreammaker, because you'll have a better understanding of how you can go about doing this, answering questions such as assessing the cost of remodeling, the time it takes, the effort, how can you tell if a company is a good fit for your family, the questions you should be asking a contractor. So it starts at 9:30 in the morning. Give us an idea of what they can expect between 9:30 and noon.
So 9:30 to 10, we're going to have some very lovely breakfast and coffee and tea. So we're just going to be chatting with everybody. And about 10 or 10:15, we'll start our presentation. And it should be about a 20 to 30 minute presentation. And then after that, we're going to have our designers available to speak to people individually about different questions they might have. The owner will also be there. I'll be there. And we're going to do some prizes. We've got some great gift cards from local businesses and some little Dreammaker goodie bags to give away too. So we've got a lot of things to cover. For instance, if someone does decide to remodel, there's lots of different ways to go about it. There are a lot of people like to do things themselves. But they might be getting to the age that, you know what, I just don't want to do it myself anymore. I'm not up for it. My knees aren't going to work for it. I gave all my tools to my kids, you know, that sort of thing. And then there are other people who have worked in the business. So maybe they want to do a little general contracting or self-contracting, hire a few people, but have most everybody do things for them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different ways to go about remodeling.
You need to sign up, though, right?
Actually, yes. We prefer if someone could RSVP for our event so we know how much breakfast to get everybody. We have a Facebook page, and there's an events section of the Facebook page you can go to indicate that you'd like to come to our event. We also have a website workshop page, which is dm-remodel.com/workshop. Or you can just call us. It's 669-4000, and one of our designers will write your name and your number down so we can find out how many people are coming.
That's area code 734-669-4000. And the website, again, is DM, as in Dreammaker, dm-remodel.com/workshop. Again, dm-remodel.com/workshop. I imagine a lot of people are going to go to Facebook, though. So look for Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen on Facebook. And you can also sign up for this event called What to Ask Before You Remodel, a workshop by Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen. Shannon, you mentioned the owners. Tell me who they are.
Brenda and Lee Wilworth have owned Dreammaker for about 15 years now. They were co-owners up until about 18 months ago, and they purchased the other owners out.
So I hadn't realized that.
They are the sole owners now and really moving ahead with some great growth opportunities. We literally just hired a new designer. She started yesterday. So now we've got six, and we've got eight carpenters on staff. It's really great to have everyone in-house, and we have that accountability. We have that 100% beginning-to-end project, you know, help for customers.
Well, a lot of people contemplating doing this, our generation needs to do it if they want to be able to stay relevant in their own homes and enjoy the latest technologies that are out there and product lines that you can see at Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen. Average price someone spends perhaps on a kitchen remodel?
It just depends on the percentage of their home. So we like to say anywhere between $35,000 and $80,000 for a kitchen. It just depends on the types of materials you pick. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will come in and say, it has to be this number, can't go over this number, and by the time we get done talking, they've added on $16,000 more.
Because they like the products, yeah.
They like the product, mm-hmm. and they decided, well, let's lengthen the countertop another 6 feet, because you need more countertop, and you always need more of that.
Right. And there's so many ways to make your work in the kitchen so much easier.
Yes, definitely.
It's nice to have those technologies. Great talking with you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Shannon Janizic, Marketing Manager for Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen, on our Around the Home segment on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.